So the oral transmission of the Papangas, the what Papanga expressed before during the section of the mentation impairments that very effective meditation or teaching on the nature of life impairments that this oral transmission I have received from Rigpa Rinpoche at Dharamsala, where Rinpoche was at Dharamsala. Or the heart, the heart. Kind Lama, look to this pitiful one. How I behave and how I have cheated myself, my entire life. Please look upon this mindless one with compassion. The essential advice to give yourself. The heart advice. Okay. keep it deep within your heart. Don't be distracted. Reflect upon the state of your life. From the essential drop at your heart, since beginningless cyclic existence, which hasn't ended up to now, though you have experienced countless cycles of rebirths, just so many variations on happiness and pain, you have achieved not the slightest of benefit from them. And though at present you have attained leisure and fortune so difficult to find, always till now they have finished and been lost, have been empty without meaning. Now, if you care about yourself, the time has come to practice the essence of future happiness, virtuous actions. You appear so capable, smart, and clever, but you are a fool. As long as you cling to the child's play of the appearance of this life, suddenly you are overwhelmed by the fearful load of death, and without hope or means to endure, there is nothing you can do. This is going to happen to you. Because you think, I'm not going to die for some time, while you are distracted by the never-ending activities of this life, suddenly the fearful Lord of Death arrives, announcing, now it's time to die. This is going to happen to you. Though you make arrangements, saying tomorrow and tomorrow, just then suddenly you have to go. This is going to happen to you. And without a choice, leaving behind in disarray. You are left of work, left food and drink. You have to depart. This is going to happen to you. There is no time other than today to spread your bedding and go off to sleep. Upon your last bed, you fall like an old tree, and others unable to turn you with their lightly soft hands, took at your clothes, took at your clothes and blanket. This is going to happen to you. Even if you completely wrap your body in the last inner and outer clothes, still you have no freedom to wear them other than just today. And when that body becomes as rigid as earth and stone, you behold for the first time your own corpse. This is going to happen to you. One time I was in South India. There was one Tibetan family. I knew them in Tibet, in Pagri, where I lived 2 years. This Pagri is the main business place. goods come from Lhasa and from, you know, Shigatse, where Dashnubu Monastery is, Panchalamdo Monastery, from there. And from India comes cups, the tea cups and all those cups, and tomatoes, those vegetables come from India, from Kalimpong. Then from Bhutan, the pap rice and popcorn, pap rice and the nuts, chilies. All those things come from Bhutan. There's one section where Buddhists there. Anyway, so there are a few monasteries there. One is branches of Upper Tangtu College, Lower Tangtu College from Lhasa. Then there's branches of Dashnubu Monastery. Then there's branches of the temple that belong to the Trungpa Geshe's Monastery in Yathong. Yathong is near Sikkim. Yathong is near Sikkim. Just there, up into Tibet, in the border. Then the Trungpa Yathong, where Trungpa Geshe's Monastery is. So there was where I lived there, or was that monastery, that temple belonged to a Geshe monastery. So each monastery has their own benefactors, sometimes together, sometimes benefactors belong to, I guess, sort of like a client's thing. So benefactors belong to the different monasteries. Some benefactors are, they invite all the monasteries. So so if here, so my manager, teacher who took care of me in Tibet, and who helped me to become monk in Trungpa Geshe's monastery, and who made all the offerings, and so helped to bring out, to escape from Tibet to India, all that, and I live in Baksa. So, so the job is that by staying in these monasteries, then you have to go to the puja every day. You leave 8 o'clock in the morning, memorize text, the prayers memorize text. And then 8 o'clock, then you go to the puja. Then you come by four between 4 and 5. So even though I think small, but I eat food more than big people, maybe double perhaps sometimes. Anyway, there's big balls like that, those big tukpa, the rice tukpa or the tukpa, you know, like that, maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, something like that. Anyway, maybe because I was from poor family, from Surukumbu, born in poor families, maybe that's where I was able to eat a lot. So anyway, so then 4 o'clock, eat, fill up a whole stomach with all the delicious food, and come back to, you carry the bell, Damaru, the text, and then come back to the temple, so that maybe. Only very rarely you have a holiday, empty day. So that day seems a little bit strange because normally you do pujas. So that day looks a little bit empty. So anyway, so there's one family, Terang, where I think 13 Dalai Lama maybe came to their house and then they have thrown. So that is one. That is one family house where I cried. So I was playing the flute, this Daling. So my teacher sitting there, and so then the two other monks, They are playing the cymbals and drums. So I was playing not flute, but it's called Kaling, not this. a small trumpet. Like a short, short trumpet. It's called Kaling. This is what you are playing in the typical there. So that music. So I think I made a mistake, I made a mistake. So to my teacher, give us bang. So then the way you blow, this came down. The thing that makes noise straight in the mouth, and the whole thing came down. Give bang. So then the benefactor, the lady, came in the door inside. So I was crying. Anyway, that I remember. So this family lived in South India, after escaped. So it happened to be one of the members, the wife, I think they had two husbands, I'm not sure. One was a monk before. So it happened to be, so I went to their house, when I go to South India, I go to see them, or stay at their house. So one time, when one of the husbands there was ex-monk, he was dying, so it happened to me to be there. So I was doing prayer, his head is in front of me, and his body is laid. He's been sick for some time. So I was doing prayer, and he couldn't speak clearly because already the tongue is rolled up. They believe at the bottom, like the in the tongue to practice commentaries, talks about 25 absolutions. So this is happening. He tried to speak, but couldn't speak clearly. So mouth became dry. So the absorption of the water elements, all that. So then, I was inside the room at the altar. Then the other husband came to call me. Now here is, he said, now here is. So already his eyes rolled up. The eyes rolled up. So during what I was doing prayer, patting on his head. So then his hand is very cold. I didn't touch, but they already touched the feet, very cold. So when I was touching the head, you feel that you feel the whole body exactly is like this wood, like wood laying down, exactly. You get the feeling. Heart. Still not completely dead. This very close to stop the breath. Then I was doing prayer, then slowly, I didn't notice, so the breath became lighter and lighter and lighter and stopped, you see. But exactly what he said, when that body becomes as rigid as earth and stone, so so when I touch or hold head, very solid, like wood. Because what you feel, you get it, like, that much length of wood, piece of log, laying down bed. You see, that's exactly what you feel. That person, I was not there, but I think just before he died, the other husband, they had much affection, but I think some must be some negative imprint, because the other husband said something, then he got very angry, This is 1 or 2 hours before he died. That morning, very angry. So some native imprint, you see. due to some, so I don't know what he said. Something exploded. So anger. So therefore, it is emphasized that in the teachings, one has to be very careful. as far as taking care of dying person, of course, in the West, it's not a subject concerned the mind, because of no knowledge of the attachment, anger, whatever would affect if the person died without no education, no knowledge of that in the society, in the Western society. Because, you know, society don't believe there's no education of a reincarnation. general public, you see. So, so they actually the way of, one way of taking care of the dying person is you see, to be careful to not happen situation that makes the person angry. That's one thing. So that's one thing, and also very strong desire, you know, it has been, then makes so much grasping. Then you see, very makes the death very difficult. you see, that makes very difficult to let go. Any objects, conditions, that very strong desire rising. So then clinging on that, then difficult to die, and then it takes a long time. then you see, also die with that desire, then doesn't have good rebirth. Doesn't have good rebirth. So try to help the person that the key point is here is that try to, whatever skill means, try to help whatever method best the person's, you know, if you can help the person die with a virtuous thought, compassion to other living beings, and devotion to the Dhamma Sangha, however, say, that, or even that person is a believer of God, but that person saying that his heart is, you know, the God, or the nature of his mind is the God, how his mind is the God, or the the mind of the God, you know, the mind of the God or something. That which is compassion for all living beings, or obviously, God or God mind, that which no mistakes, pure. So I think your mind is that God or God, mind of God, that is totally pure. You know, sometimes that's let it concentrate on that or something. Whether it is a Buddhist or non-Buddhist, I think it's very important to mention name of the Pure Land, one name of the Pure Land. So name is very important, but something to hold on to it. Without name, nothing to hold on to it. So by having name helps to something to hold on to it. So generally wish to be that. So name is, because here, like say Amitabha Pure Land, Amitabha Pure Land, or even you don't mention Buddha, just Amitabha Pure Land, or the Dushita Pure Land, whether to mention name the Buddha, that depends on the person's, you know, whether it's fit or doesn't fit. But however I mention name the Pure Land, so the, if the person is able to generally wish, you know, by seeing how there's much better, you know, there's much better friends. there's many more friends up there who will love you. You know, in this Pure Land, there are so many friends who will love you. So whatever the person like, then you know, multiply from that anyway. Whatever the person is, you say, in this heaven, in this Pure Land, you know, there's a there's a much better cat. You know, if somebody so attached to the cat, the puppies, so attached, and they will die. You know, having so much difficulty to die. So, all this, you know, Amitabha Land, this heaven, this Amitabha Land, oh, there's so many beautiful cats. There's so many beautiful kangaroos. Anyway, so anyway, cats and dogs. However, like the idea, that story, same story, one old monk had difficulty to die, had so much difficulty to die. Even though he knows the techniques, the special tantric technique to transfer the consciousness in Pure Land, and to see that. But he knew that he knows the technique, but he used the technique, but it didn't work. So his mind got stuck, could not shoot his consciousness in the Pure Land, to see that. That's the, you know, material of the Pure Land, or Lama Tsongkhapa Pure Land, you see. So his guru knew that the old monk, his student, old monk, was having difficult time, unable to transfer his consciousness in the Pure Land. So then he sent his disciple, who was living Tariksibha, to give message to that old monk that there's a much better Tibetan butter, Tibetan butter. As I said, Tibetan, but there's no word Tibetan there. This is in Tibet. So there's much better in the Dushita Pure Land. There's much better butter. So because why this monk could not transfer his conscience in Pure Land? Why? Because shark is. For the butter is called mar, independent. But shark, you don't call, but the butter, piece of butter, you don't call shark. But shark means, you know, after you make the tea, mix with the butter, you know, then we pour in the, when you pour in the bowl, then there's butter on the top. That's what it's called shark. So that's, in the monastery, that's very important for the monks. Because there's not much, they don't have much, you see. They don't drink alcohol and coffee and many things, they don't have, see. They don't drink, so they don't have, you see. So this little Tibetan tea, you know, I mean, they still drink hot water. So anyway, so... So they shark, you know, they butter on the surface of tea. you see, tea having shark is more flavor. The tea has more flavor. So anyway, anyway, this regard to precious. Anyway, so. So the monk got attached, you see, to this old monk, attached to this shark, you know, the butter on the tea, or the tea, see, on the surface of the tea. So it was attached on that. So therefore, because attached to that, so even he knew this special technique to transfer his conscience in the Pure Land, it's not working, his conscience got stuck. Could not go. So then the minute the young monk came and gave the message, oh, there's a much better shark in the Dushita Pure Land, then immediately then his conscience is able to go to Pure Land. Immediately. They're able to shoot his conscience in Pure Land, able to go. So that there's much better, there's many more and better, beautiful, more beautiful cats out there, and, you know, Amitabha Pure Land or Dushita or whichever Pure Land, you know, you mentioned. But of course, Pure Land, which exists, you just don't make up something name. Or Shangri-La or something. But something which exists. So that, because if a person generated wish to be there, you know, then there is something which is much better than here. Then the person is able to detach to this world, you know, to how his own body and his possessions, or then he let go. Then able to be born there. You see, if you're able to bond that, there's no suffering. With a negative emotional thought. So Pure Land, pure means that where there's no suffering, old age, sickness and death. So you get born in Pure Land by virtue and by prayer. prayer and the not contaminated virtue but uncontaminated virtue. But there is the subtle dependence. The effort of the the motivation, that which is the subtle dependence. So one gets born there. So however, the uncontaminated virtue and prayer get born in the Pure Land. So this is different than reincarnating in the sixth reincarnating in one of the reincarnating like Deva human realm, different from that with the, you know, with the attachment. Not like that. Some of the ordinary Pure Land, there's incredible humble soul, you know, the sense enjoyment like that, like Deva realm. But in some Pure Land like that, then again, again the possibility to be born again in the lower realms, even after that. So not the so like Dushita Pure Land, then you think not possible to be born in the lower realms like that. So Amitabha Buddha Pure Land, the definite one is you never get upon, once you've been born there, you never get upon the lower realms. That's everyone accept. Everyone accept that. That's it. Then you never get upon in the lower realm again. Once you're born there. So so by being Bodhisattva, then you know, you come back to the world to benefit with your freedom, with your free will or freedom. Then you see, to give teachings to benefit the suffering sentient beings, so so all of that. So as I mentioned before, according to Papanga Tishnimbo, also I think I mentioned Liberation Path. So from the Amitabha Pure Land, the Bodhisattvas, then they pray to be born in our in this human continent, which is southern continent, not eastern, western, northern, but the southern continent, where we are, and then where there's tantric teaching existing. So there's no tantric teaching up there, so then here come prayer to be born here, then practice tantra, born human being here, practice tantra, then achieve enlightenment. According to my Rukudisham channel, which so when I ask for the question, what the, when the practice tantra there or can achieve enlightenment there, so Rinpoche replied that you can practice tantra there and achieve enlightenment. That's what his foundation was, which answered like that. And I think maybe in the King of the Prayer, I think there's some section looks like the way it's said, maybe, you know, you get born there and become enlightened. I think there's something, then you manifest many billions of forms of benefit of a sentient being. Something like that. So, however, And it seems Lama Tsongkhapa, it seems Lama Tsongkhapa, it seems in the teachings, in the advice, that there's quite a bit emphasis on Amitabha Pure Land. not so much mentioned other Pure Land, but Amitabha Pure Land seems to say there's a praise to Amitabha Buddha, and then there's however, Amitabha is Buddha Pure Land is the easiest one. The advantage there is a advantage, great advantage there for ordinary sentient beings. It's very easy to be born Amitabha Pure Land because that is again power of Bodhicitta, the Bodhisattva. the rim of the spot that King Bodhisattva made so much prayer and presence of the Buddha, Tathagata, essence of jewel, you know, so many prayers and visualized the pure land, all the wish growing trees, all the wish growing trees. All this beauty, all this incredible enjoyment, unconceivable. So visualized this to actualize for sentient beings. So for sentient beings, where they can eat ordinary sentient beings, deluded sentient beings, you know, very easy to bomb. So he made so much prayer. This Bodhisattva, Rinpoche spoke, made so much prayer, dedicated. So that's one of the cause how this Pure Land happened. Then, other ones, individual beings who get born there do their karma and prayers. So it's a creation, it came from the mind, all these incredible beauties, pure enjoyment, all this came from the mind. So totally it came from mind, so that the positive thought, you know. So one the like in the case of Dushita, you need very pure morality. If you live a pure morality, then you can be born there. It was not So here, Amitabha, the obscure ordinary sentient beings, then very easy to be born. That's the greatest advice there. Mm-hmm. Saying there's much better basketball in the pure land, you know. I'm the Pure Land. There's much better or something. Anyway, better beach up there or something. Very important to mention names, so there's something to hold on to, but it's something which exists, not you create up something. And then whatever the person attached to so much sin. If one is able to know that, then say that's much better. See, then this way, then able to let go of this, then able to in the person's intent, which generally wish strong wish to be there. So that brings consciousness to born there. So that's that. where you can become enlightened is also Shambhala. Prakshatantra is enlightened with Shambhala. but such as the Vajrayogini, said in the teachings, definitely you become enlightened there. Mm. Mm-hmm. So reflecting the quality of the Pure Land, generating wish to be there. So again, you know, in the life, in our daily life. So that's the one cause to be born in the Pure Land. And collecting collecting merits to be born there, or merits that are collected, dedicated for that, to be born there. And then also bodhicitta is one. So that the bodhicitta, generating bodhicitta, caused to be born pure land. So when you get born in the pure land, then see that to be bodhisattva. So it helps for that. Cause for that. Other than that, is reciting, you know, particular sutras. Then there's names, Buddha's names, like practicing medicine Buddha is a very easy way to be born Amitabha Pure Land. Makes it very easy, because medicine Buddha is reciting name mantra is for success. Whatever you pray, get actualized. So therefore, makes it very easy to be born Amitabha Pure Land. So reciting mantras, names Buddha. So think that which has benefit to be born Pure Land. There's many in the mantras which has that benefit, even chanting Om Mani Padme Hum. There are many mantras which have that benefit to be born Amitabha Pure Land, like that, you see. It makes it easy to be born. Other than that, is the chanting mantras, things like that. And of course, this Amitabha, you know, mantra there. So anyway, what I was saying before, in the West, it doesn't have that education. But there's no education for next life reincarnation. You see, if there's in the educational society, if there's a reincarnation, karma like that, there's a continuity of mind separating the mind from the body, there's continuity of consciousness. then to be careful at the time of death, because the non-virtuous thought, so then, to not rise at the time of death. Otherwise, you won't get a higher. You won't get a body of the happy, transmigrated being. You won't get to that. So that comes with it. So the emphasis on that, to be careful, that comes. That education is not there because the whole philosophy, whole understanding is not there. And the universe as well. So therefore, normally it's emphasized. for the methods to not like these lamas, you know, the older monk, you know, could not let go attachment to the shark, you know, which is on the butter on the surface of tea. So the lama, very skillful, that sort of thing. There's a better shark in the Pure Land. So I was similar to that. one has to talk, consult, and advise. like this, similar. So to let go here, to not cling this world. You see, family, possessions, also body, all these things, all this stuff. You know, to let go. So then very, very peaceful death, very easy, and also better future, you know, much longer and better, more happiness. all that, not all that to me, Dharma, practice Dharma. So So attachment is some people anger this, but usually the main problem is attachment at the time of death. Grasping, that's the very dangerous. That makes the death very painful. Then a lot of fear, worry comes from that because of attachment, grasping, holding on things. So therefore you need to person die with peaceful mind. See, so it is emphasized in the teaching that do not let around any that you know, where the person die with a strong grasping mind desire, so, to not happen. That's why the person go to Lord and see. difficult death, very difficult to die. So much suffering, then also Lord. So somehow have to that. And then Chidin, which Jebje Chidin was explained at LMB when he was talking about how to help the dying person, and also, I mean, preparation for death, or how to help the dying person. And we said, even the person doesn't, even you can't make, even the person, even you can't say, even the person cannot die with a virtuous thought. Well, that's the best, but at least, you know, even with indifferent state of mind, not non-virtue, neither virtue, nor non-virtue. So indifferent mind, you see. At least that's better. For non-virtue definitely get upon, definitely, see, get upon Lord Realm, the non-virtue thought, you see. That is, Rinpoche did not specify much, but that is what Rinpoche said. At least that. The very last one. For example, receives compassion or devotion, Bhatama Sangha, Guru Bhatama Sangha, virtue. Also by thinking emptiness, it's virtue. The mind is renunciation. Let's see. And drop to the delusion, you know, renunciation, the virtue. Opposite to delusion, that's the pure Dharma, you see. opposite to self cherishing thought is a good heart, bodhicitta, you know, cherish others. So I guess, you see, for example, You die. Mind, watching at the mind, for example. The clarity of the mind, you know, just mind watching at the mind. Mind watching at the mind. For example, clarity of mind. For example, just that. For example, you see, after we did breathing meditation, you know, Before there was non-virtue thought, anger, attachment, desire, something. But you did breathing meditation, then distract the mind from that. Then you see there is no particular after that, then state of your mind is neither virtue nor non-virtue. You see, after you did the breathing meditation, nine rounds or whichever way, you see, that very disturbing delusion, superstitious thought, that disturbing what they desire or what they anger, your mind is distracted from that. So that's stopped, you see. Rising that is stopped. So the state of mind there now indifferent, you see, indifferent state. That's why then it's easy to transform the virtue. So if you die with that thought, like after you did breathing meditation, how is the state of mind, nature of the mind? I'm not talking about the ultimate nature, but the conventional nature. So just a sort of clear, you know, nature clear, and then neither virtue nor non-virtue. So if you die with that, if you die, you see, with the thought, that's indifferent mind. Yeah, even watching at the mind, you know, the clear mind, just that. So that itself, neither virtue nor non-virtue. It will become only virtue. Before you do that meditation, it becomes virtue only if it generates virtue motivation before that. Then it becomes virtue. You see, I'm going to do this for the benefit of all sentient beings. Or other motivation before that, motivation that you're going to do this, you know. Watching the mind clear. So the convention, which is the conventional nature of mind. So if you have other renunciation of samsara or right view or the as well bodhicitta, then any of those the motivation of the lower capable being, or motivation of the middle capable being, or motivation of the higher capable being. and then your breathing becomes a virtue. Your breathing meditation becomes a virtue. Watching mind watching what the mind becomes a virtue. Look at the creator of mind by virtue. Otherwise, if it's done, the motivation before that, why are you going to do this meditation? Why are you going to, purpose of your motivation doing this meditation, even mind watching at the mind or creator of the mind, the motivation, motivation before the act. The meditation, if that is just simply to get power in this life or reputation that you are a great meditator or you can teach meditation to others or that you are called yogi by others or something, then there's attachment to clinging to this life. The motivation is pure non-virtue, and then your action. Now here, your meditation. How many years you meditate? You spend your life, you know, meditating, watching at the mind, watching at the mind, or clear to the mind. However, that is in the conventional nature of mind watching at the mind. That mind, it's all become negative karma. It's all become non-virtue. So another like that. So this So here I have one question. You know, you generate motivation, bodhicitta. But when you do excellent meditation, you are spaced out. What about that? Is it a virtue? Does that meditation still a virtue? You are spaced out, blank. Spaced out. Do you know spaced out? but he generated bodhicitta motivation before that. And then you get spaced out. If you're not flipped out. Spaced out. You're blank, you know, spaced out, you see. You see, when you're spaced out, there's discrimination, isn't there or not? When you're spaced out during that time. Fancy. Oh, I see. I think that's not the meaning of spaced out. Yeah, spaced. Or you just have a. Yeah. that's one. That's one spaced out. One meaning of spaced out. You will just. So you make mental trip, or say, right?
Unaware.
Huh?
Unaware.
Oh, unaware. Yeah. I mean, that's one. Other one, say, blank. You know, just blank. So you do that. there's virtues of motivation, bodhicitta, beginning. So, so that when you meditate, then you see experimentation, blank, spaced out, blank. So it's all virtue.
I'll repeat that. You're not having any non-virtuous thoughts when you're spaced out.
So quoted to what I said before. Right?
On the other hand, you're not having any virtuous thoughts.
Yeah, during that time, no, there's no virtuous thought during that time. It's a blank. it's not black out, but it's not quite black out. There's a black out one, but not black out. see. For the person, many hours of blank mind. So, saying that is that's the virtue. That's the virtue. Become virtue. Then it will be same what Dr. Eden said. You see, you make all this trip, you know. Fantasy. They have a virtue. I think it depends on what kind of fantasy, I think. Yeah.
Then I think the influence of the bodhicitta will influence that neutral blank mind to be positive. So I think it would be virtue. Because you're carrying the influence of the bodhicitta motivation into the blank mind.
You carry the bodhicitta motivation into the
blank mind. It's influencing the blank mind. So I think it's virtue. The bodhicitta is not manifest,
Did everyone hear that? Oh, can you repeat it because I'm recording?
I think that because you've generated a bodhicitta motivation to begin with, that during the when you have a blank mind, then that bodhicitta is influencing the blank mind. So I think it would be virtue. Even though the bodhicitta is not manifest when you've got the blank mind, because you've generated beforehand and you haven't gone to non-virtue or some other distraction, you've just got a blank mind, then the bodhicitta is influencing it, therefore it's virtue.
Does a positive mind state necessarily have to have a positive thought in it to be virtuous? I mean, one can... it's a different from blanked out. Mm-hmm. It's a positive mind state, though. And I'm wondering, you know, does it have to have a positive thought in it to be virtuous?
While you are, I mean, while one is blank, while one is sort of blank mind. Is that what you mean? That doesn't have rise. During that time, doesn't have rise virtue thought or before. You mean during that time, right?
Yeah.
You're saying during that time, but
while I'm thinking about a state. I'm thinking about a state that isn't that is. It's a positive mind state, but it doesn't necessarily. There's no discrete thoughts, no discrete positive thoughts going on. It's just a mind state. Perhaps you might say well-being. A mind state that's has no discrete thoughts, but it's not. But there's no fear. There's a positive feeling behind the mind state, but there's no discrete thoughts. Can that be positive? Can that be virtuous, rather? Can that be virtuous?
But it's saying same what it's basically same, and because it
In Abhidhamma Kosha, there's a distinction between motivation of cause and of time, and if the motivation of cause is virtuous, then the motivation of the time can also be virtuous. Like for example, the Bodhisattva in meditative equipoise has got a blanked out mind, mm-hmm. but it's a virtuous mind.
When there's a blackout.
Yeah. But he's meditating on meditative equipoise. He's
meditating when he's playing football.
On meditating. He's meditating on emptiness.
Yeah.
He's not having thoughts to benefit other beings.
Yes, right.
But at the causal time,
yes,
he had that
yes,
thought.
Yes, right. Yes. Yes. That's very different from this space art. Very big difference between sky and earth. Black and white. But here's the wisdom. There's no wisdom. Here's the wisdom. Emptiness, you know. Mm. Even though there's no compassion, actualizing, but during that time, it's a wisdom. There's a wisdom seeing, realizing emptiness. Yeah, it's very different. Yes. That the antidote. That one is antidote to delusion, you know. Antidote to delusion. Ignorance, the king of delusion. So if it's not, if that's not virtue, then you know, that's not virtue. Yes. If somebody sacrifices animal, often God, but thinking to benefit the world peace, does it become virtue? Why not? Because it is influenced by the thought of benefiting others, the thought of benefiting the world. It is influenced by the thought of benefiting world peace.
But it's a big ignorance.
Excellence done with that. The sacrifice animal, the God.
Yes, but that's an ignorant view that sacrificing the animal will bring something good.
That's not virtue because what?
It's not virtue because it doesn't decrease the delusions.
It is influenced by the thought of benefit others.
There is a thought to benefit others.
Influenced there by that, no?
Yes,
that action is persuaded by the thought of benefiting others, to bring the world peace.
That's right, but there is wrong view, thinking that killing brings the benefit.
Then exactly the same. So here, spaced out. There's no wisdom there. You know, there's no wisdom there. So believing that I'm meditating, but it's spaced out, blank. It's ignorance.
Isn't it neutral? Isn't spaced out neutral?
Spaced out. if you're thinking meditating. You believe that you're meditating, you see, to achieve liberation. And that's ignorance. That doesn't lead to it. That only become obstacle for liberation. That doesn't lead to liberation. That is cause to achieve liberation. You know, blank, they spaced out blank. You see. That is from the song which they used to say. No, stop thinking. So the, you know, blank, say, stop. stop thinking. So the, that causes to the causes to perform. So causes to perform what? Animal. Remember that there were causes to perform animal. Animal. Animal or the highest what you can achieve, say. They say a formless, no, formless. the best word. if it's turned into something good. formless realm, there was animal realm. But, so there, if the person is, if the person is, you know, doing this to achieve liberation, you see, from samsara, then it's, that's ignorance, say. Done with ignorance. Even though there was thought benefit others before, you see, I think the ignorance in the action, ignorance in the meditation, that that. That longer you spend time in that was very dangerous, very dangerous, because it makes your mind dull. Longer you get habit, these nuns stop thinking, this spaced out. There's no wisdom there, so. And not using wisdom, so that only makes danger cause to lose memory, and blunder the wisdom intelligence, so that and that so it's a. So the motivation to achieve liberation or to achieve enlightenment, yeah. Then you see the ignorance. There's ignorance in the in the practice, there's ignorance, not knowing the practice. because So, so it's yeah, that the in the yeah the ignorance. So anyway, can analyze. where it came from? Oh, that's right. Well, the children which explained that I think there's difference clarity of mind and then blank spaced out blank. the focus on the clarity of mind, there's a, you see, here is a remembrance and awareness. The other one, she doesn't have the, between, so depending on the motivation, what was before, depending on the motivation, what was before, so can be transformed, virtual, non-virtual, like that. But you see, it's soul, maintained on the clarity of mind, itself doesn't say, doesn't cause that much harm, doesn't cause the harm as like other one. Making mind dull, lose memory, and all these things. You know, this one. I mean, you can achieve shinya on this. Many people see that. You know, use mind, clear the mind as object of shinya like that. Or yeah, so anyway, can think about. And when the you behold for the first time your own corpse, this is going to happen to you. Though you are struggle to speak your last words, your will and expressions of sorrow. Pitifully, your tongue dries up, and you can't make yourself clear. An intense sadness overwhelms you. This is going to happen to you. Though others put your final food, holy substances and relics, and the blessed pills, like that, holy substances and relics, Buddha relics, like that. people who can't meditate, like people, ordinary people that who can't meditate, who are not familiar with Dharma or can't meditate, you know, a small child or old man or whatever can't, there's a capacity to think, positive. So the other thing is, if one has a Buddha's relic, then if the Buddha's relics went in the mouth, then definite the person doesn't get reborn in the lower realms. You'll be able to have Buddha's relic in the mouth when you're dying. Or the there's a Bodhisattva who has been seven lifetimes Bodhisattva. So there's a pills made of that flesh. Who has been seven lifetimes Bodhisattva. That's got very, very precious. So the flesh of the Bodhisattva, so doesn't mean some like food eating, you know, flesh. Not like that. Just tiny, like a relic, you see, just tiny, you know. Sometimes there's or mixed with the pills and that. However, then God is very, very powerful to say. It helps to not get upon the lower realms. Just going out for that. There's also three types of grass, holy grass. I don't know exactly the story. It grows only in holy places. It's a holy grass. So there, it's not hashish. Hashish or other things. there's a grass called always crying one. And then liberty, guiding the transmigrating being. One grass called guiding the air transmigrating being. leading the transmigrating one grass. Then one is called Gunsang. Like similar Raja Gunsang, the same Gunsang. The one grass called Gunsang. So Papangata Sinyambo is kind in this note that the end of this grass, you know, because the mouth time in the time of death, then also that somehow due to that, you know, blessed mind and getting able to transform the mind and virtue and doesn't get upon what it is somehow able to influence the mind, you see, to be worse. So the always crying one grass I have seen, it grows round Laodo in Solukhumbu, where the hermitage is, Laodo, there, where the story, what others predicted, that, you know, past life, something like that. So, so the right side of the cave, a little bit up, in, near there, my uncle, the younger uncle, the small uncle, he pointed one day. It's a grass this size, and it has no leaves. It's like a dead plant. It's a brown. It's not green. It's brown, like a color of wood, you know, brown wood. Brown wood. Not green. It's like it when they plant dried, you see, like that. Brown. And there's no leaf. It's like this size. it has why it's called always crying one? Because it has always bubble and on the bottom of the water dew. It has a few water dews. And the water dew stays all the time. There's water dew all the time. So that's why it's called always crying one. So this one is a holy grail. And then the other one I haven't seen, the grass called Gunsang, the one that one I tried to get for many years. I asked many different people, Melon Chan, the Chunang Lai, Dr. Chunang Lai, and the few others to look for it. But I didn't get. So my idea is that this grass, it is described in the text, medicinal text, that in the daytime, nighttime it is a flame of light. In the daytime, smoke, from that smoke comes. and it has unbelievable, so delicious, I mean, so has a, so good, has very scented, incredible scented smell. Even that is far, even the grass grown far, you smell the, you can smell how many cloth you cover, it doesn't stop the smell. So, sign is that. Nighttime light or flames, daytime smoke comes from that. Unbelievable. So this one, if it went mouth, even the animals, their mouth, then the animal get a renunciation, get a renunciation, you know, detachment, renunciation. So near Lhasa, they say, Nyemo, where Lama Pasang was born. So they have, in the village, the when the animal doesn't move, doesn't go out, stand all day long and cry. So they believe that the animal got this grass from the mountains. So it seems mind naturally turns into I think devotion, detachment, renunciation, some, you know, renunciation. This life into samsara. Some of the that blesses the mind or influences the mind, you see. Some that. So mind is, you need only little, so much power. So idea was to make a blessed pill with that. And this is a very powerful healing. So ideas. So if there's tiny bit, it can heal the AIDS. So the main, my main idea is there to that can any sicknesses can benefit. So the main aim was for the AIDS, you know, to be able to heal. But didn't get. But I think you need a lot of merit in order to get the grass, such a grass. So I think only grows maybe holy place like Zari, you know, the Heruga holy place in Tibet. This Zari, this very, very how say, to a segment of the mountain where there's no road. So very, say, very jungle and a lot of tigers or the vicious animals like that. And so, in the Heruga holy places, I don't know about Mount Kailas, anyway, it seems those places, or maybe China in the Potala, the Genesis holy place, Potala, in China, the very, very old holy place there. Maybe some. So anyway, need a lot of merit. In my teacher had the alphabet teacher, second one, whom I taught mentor story, the beating and all that, led me to read the Diamond Cutter Sutra and other, the condensed sutra, you know, to let me to read so many times. He had he used to bring sometimes you spring out, and it has such a scented smell. This Chinese brand, so terrible, so sweet scented smell. So I think that so ancient Chinese ink is mixed with that. So that's why, because in many pills, in many writings for healing, you know, mantras to eat, or many, it's said to write with Chinese ink. So I think it's because of that. though others put your final food, holy substances and relics, with a trickle of water into your mouth, you are unable to swallow even a single drop, and it overflows from the corpse mouth. This is going to happen to you. Though surrounded by a circle of close relatives, heart friends and those near to your heart, and even though they are loving and distressed at the ending of your being together. While crying and clinging, just then you have to separate forever. This is going to happen to you. Though you experience horrific hallucinations like a turbulence of waves and are overcome by unbearable, excruciating pain. Pitiful though you may be, there's nothing to be done. The appearance of this life are setting like the sun. This is going to happen to you. Though with the unbearable compassion, you Lama and Vajra friends plead in your ear for a critical virtuous thought to arise. And even though they do so with loving minds, there's no hope, it's unthinkable. So means mind has no capacity. Then sometimes you take so much medicine is given drugs, this is in Tibet, so but now here in the hospital like that, or they see some of the drugs and medicine, then also that makes it difficult to think. mind become very drowsy, like that. This is going to happen to you. With an expelled rasping sound, soul, at the time of death, the movement of your breath builds faster and faster, then breaks like the string of a violin. And the end of your life has come to its close. This is going to happen to you. There will come a time when your cherished and sadly lost lovely body is called corpse, disgusting and rotten. And a time when your body, which can't bear even rough bedding and the mattress, is laid out on bare ground. This is going to happen to you. There will come a time when your body, which can't bear even a thorn, is chopped to pieces, and from the bone its flesh is torn. And a time when your body, which can't stand, even flees and lies, is devoured by birds and dogs till nothing is left. One good thing in Tibet is you can make your body charity to the birds, the system. When you die, make charity to the birds. Which you can motivate that before you die, So then you have good karma. But I mean, similar in the West, you can make charity your eyes or heart or things that. But I think it maybe looks like certain. Even the eye looks like certain eye. I'm not sure. when I visited Nepal, the doctor who goes to Tibet, so it is it is place I went to visit. So it seems certain on this, not all the eyes, certain eye, you see, that can be, you see, used to others. is devoured by birds and dogs till nothing left. This is going to happen to you. Though you go to so much trouble blowing purpur in dressing your body in the finest of clothes. So this one, purpur, this one is pur, here, pur is a, when I was translating this, I didn't understand. I thought purpur means when you are, especially maybe, especially fat people, you know, when they dress up, you know, maybe, you know, blowing the, on the cloth, you see. Not sure what I'm saying. Like the blowing of the cloth. But actually it was wrong that pur, this is a, pur means, you know, when the High Lama, when the High Lama passes away, the holy body, and put brocades in the head, and the crown, the heads, all the divine costumes, you put all the brocades, you know, divine costume, deity's costume, divine. When the High Lama passed away, some great holy being passed away, then the holy body, is called pur. Holy body is called pur. So Rigurma said that, so when His Holiness Rigurma received this oral transmission from His Holiness Chichang Rinpoche, and His Holiness Chichang Rinpoche received this oral transmission from Papanga. So when the His Holiness Chichang Rinpoche was receiving oral transmission of this from Papanga, he just read, not the commentary, but the only commentary was given pur. So only commentary was given this word pur. So Papanga Jingpa said, soon this is what is going to happen to us. Papanga said, you know, to His Holiness Chichang Rinpoche, pur. So soon this is what is going to happen to us. This is what Papanga meant, comment of this. so pur means the holy beings, the lamas, you see. the after pass with the holy body, and the house that, you know, the house that's made where you put the holy body and burn, so that's called purukhang, you know, purukhang. So the pur is the holy body, you know, after lama pass with the body, the holy body is called pur. And then where you build this, you build sort of, how to say, slip like the Mexican, you know, this, you know, they make fire, like that shape. Anyway, so it's Bukhan. Dressing your body in the finest of clothes, there will come a time when that body is placed within that burning house, and your body which can't tolerate even the fire of a glowing stick of incense must be burned in the midst of a fiery conflagration. This is going to happen to you. There will come a time when, entering into roaring flames, all your flesh and bones are burned and reduced to a pile of ash, or time when your body, which can't bear even heavy cloth, is wedged tight in a hole in the ground. This is going to happen. So I stop here.